He's a Michigan native, but he's running for U.S. Senate in Utah. He went to BYU, served a mission, owns a business, and has children and grandchildren in Utah County. Who is it? Not Mitt Romney. It's his Republican opponent, Mike Kennedy. KUER's Nicole Nixon has this profile of the Republican underdog in the race to fill Utah's open Senate seat.
Representing us in the U.S. Senate, Mike Kennedy running for U.S. Senate.
It's parade season, and Mike Kennedy is taking advantage of the summer festivities to shake every hand he can. As the lesser-known candidate in the race, he says he has to.
It's shaking hands with people, meeting in their backyards, doing parades, making sure that they know that I'm out there and want to serve them if they would like me to serve them.
Kennedy and his wife Katrina have 8 children and 3 young grandchildren, with a 4th on the way. The 49-year-old has a law degree and a medical degree. He works as a family physician and has represented Northeast Utah County in the state legislature since 2013. And he plays all that up on the campaign.
My name's Mike Kennedy. As a family doctor, an attorney, and a Utah Republican state legislator, I'm ready to cut spending, cut bureaucracy, and just flat out cut the nonsense in Washington.
Kennedy's campaigning as a homegrown conservative, even though, like Mitt Romney, he moved from Michigan to Utah to attend Brigham Young University. And as a Republican running against the well-known and well-funded frontrunner, Kennedy sometimes struggles to differentiate himself ideologically from the 2-time presidential candidate. Their similarities were highlighted last week in a debate of all places.
I agree with Dr. Kennedy in that regard.
I'm just pleased to hear that my opponent's willing to stand with the president on such an important issue. And
I think the comments that the representative made are spot on.
I think you both agree on this issue, so we're going to take a break.
But Kennedy tries to get some swings in against Romney where he can, often portraying the former Massachusetts governor as a flip-flopper from out of state. And when I asked Kennedy how he felt about his performance in that debate, he said this.
I think I did really well considering the fact that I've not run 2 presidential campaigns and done multiple debates before.
The 2 candidates don't agree on everything. Their debate showed policy differences on gun control in the wake of increased school shootings. Romney said gun control should be a state issue, though at the federal level, he'd support universal background checks and banning bump stocks. Kennedy said school shootings are mainly a mental health issue. He also created a school safety commission earlier this year, but said he wouldn't budge on the Second Amendment.
Community-based solutions are what's going to work, and we need to focus on the perpetrator of the crime, not on the weapon that's used.
Kennedy says he's a solid conservative who's consistent, which was enough for Lyman Momenny to support him. Momenny, a lifelong Republican voter, cares about what he calls regular conservative issues.
Immigration, Second Amendment stuff, states' rights.
He supported Romney during his last presidential run, but says the candidate's positions have become too fluid.
Voting for any politician, I don't care what party you're in, you would like to think that the person you're voting for represents your views fairly consistently.
Nowadays, Momenny wears around a hat that says, "Make Mitt Lose Again." He supports President Trump, which is another reason he likes Mike Kennedy. The 3-term state representative is campaigning as the solidly pro-Trump Republican. Kennedy says he trusts the president's judgment, even on a trade war.
Because of what he's done, I expect that even the tariffs are going to work out really well for us as a country. And when it comes to supporting the president, I don't see anything that I would disagree with his policies on at this point.
Trump won the election in Utah with 46% of the vote. Since then, his approval rating among Utahns has hovered right around 50%, a voting bloc Kennedy is hoping to capture in the primary. He frequently brings up a speech Romney gave in 2016 when he warned against electing Trump, calling him a phony and a fraud. But Kennedy wasn't always a Trump defender. After being pressed by reporters, he revealed last week that he didn't vote for Trump in 2016. Instead, he wrote in Ted Cruz.
I wasn't sure, like many Utahns, where the president stood. I wasn't sure who he was going to be, but I stand firmly with the president and expect in the next election, he's going to win this state in a landslide. He's had a lot of converts in this state as a result of the work that he's done.
Kennedy has to hope he can reach enough pro-Trump Utah Republicans to put him over the edge in the June 26th primary, but he has a long way to go. A Utah policy poll from a couple weeks ago put Kennedy about 40 points behind Romney. But if the first-time congressional candidate is worried by the poll numbers, he doesn't show it. He actually compares it to a midterm exam.
If I didn't score as well in the midterm, we just need to work and prepare ourselves for the final exam, which for this election comes 3 weeks from Tuesday. I suspect the poll's a little inaccurate, but we are going to just keep working hard to make sure that people know that were there and that we love them, want to serve them.
That means more parades and meet and greets across the state over the next few weeks. The winner of the Republican Senate primary will face Democrat Jenny Wilson on the November ballot. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.